Well, hello, people. Buck here, Buck's Podcast. Working on another Bigfoot story here. This one is, again, from Alberta, Canada. It says, hunting trailer violently shook by unknown animal. Remember, click, subscribe, follow. So the year was 2000, September. To the Highway 3 west of Coleman, to just before the British Columbia border, then turns south on Gravel Road, follows south and east as it winds back up to the mountain approximately 8 clicks. Nearest town, Coleman, nearest highway, Highway 3. So two hunting buddies were camping in a remote mountainous area south of Coleman, Alberta. At 11 p.m. on the evening at the first day of hunting, one of the CR's buddies went out of the trailer and heard branches breaking close to camp. He thought it might be a bear and he headed back inside the 18-foot trailer, which was unhooked from the CR and the 4x4s and didn't have the jacks down. So everyone fell asleep, and sometime between 2 and 2:30 a.m., the trailer started violently rocking from side to side, so much that the awakened occupants in the trailer thought the trailer would actually tip over. They started yelling at each other in the dark, not knowing what was going on. The rocking stopped. They grabbed their guns, went outside, and did not hear, nor did they see anything more. They didn't sleep much after that. In the daybreak, they went outside to inspect what was had caused the commotion. They kept asking each other if either of them had tried to pull a prank by arranging for some other friends to come up and secretly scare them. None had. CR said that they had not encountered anyone nor saw anyone else camped within 5 miles of them. Upon inspection at the back end of the trailer, they noticed marks on the ground where some heavy animal had been not discernible tracks. Not noticeable tracks. What they would notice from being like a bear or whatever, they know what they are, but they didn't know what these tracks were. Then they noticed huge smudged print-like marks on the top of the trailer at the two corners. It appeared the animal had grabbed both corners of the trailer and rocked it violently back and forth. The trailer was approximately 7 feet wide, so the animal would have had huge arm spreading their arms out, as well as stand very tall. The large smudges were close to 8 feet off the ground, and it had to be incredible strength. All three agreed a bear simply wasn't large enough or tall enough and had the arms spread significantly to accomplish what they had occurred, and there would have been claw marks. They all agreed something unknown had done this, and they were not going to hang around to find out what had scared the hell out of them in the night before. They quickly left and never returned, very shaken from the experience, and very much so. Well, if you like this story, thanks for listening. And if you're a hockey player, keep that stick on the ice. Have a good day. Thank you.